Today we are going to be discussing the famous Ketz of the Alter Rebbe. We know in the Alter Rebbe's Maimorim, they're mainly by the year, like most of our Rebbeim. But there are two volumes which are basically Ala Torah v'Ala Moyadim. That's the way it's done. So in the first volume, page Tav Chof Aleph, and Tav Chof Beis, so the Alter Rebbe is speaking about the Vavei HaAmudim, which the Torah tells us that there were Elef Ushva Meyois, there were 1775. And you'll see on the left side of Tav Chof Gimel, we're going to get back to Tav Chof Beis in a second, where the Alter Rebbe says, Inyan Vavei HaAmudim, Shehem Elef Ushva Meyos Chamishim V'Shiva, Shemiram is al zman haMashiach. This inyan is a remez to Mashiach. The vav hu bechinas haGeula. Vavei, the vavs, is the inyan of Geula. Umizman haChorban, a Tofresh Gimel, from the time of the Chorban to Tofresh Gimel is Elef Shvameis Chameishim Veshivim. It's 1775 years. Ki Chorban haya b'shnas Tav Tav Chof Ches. The Chorban was in the year Gimel Alafim Tav Tav Chof Ches Le'elef Adalit. So it comes out Nimtza Zman HaGeula, comes out that the Zman HaGeula B'Tofresh Gimel Le'elef HaShishi Emir Tzashem is going to be in the year Tofresh Gimel Emir Tzashem, 1775 years from the Churban Beis HaMikdash, says the Alter Rebbe, is going to be the Geula. I want to bring your attention to Ha'ara on page Tav Chof Beis, where it's Ma'irich a little bit on what the Alter Rebbe is saying. On the bottom of the page on Tav Chof Beis, Arichas HaGolos U'Keneged Chof Zayin Oisius. We know that there are 22 letters in the Torah plus 5 the Langer letters, the Langer Chof, Langer Nun, etc. So the 27 Oisiyos were Nifgam, Bizman Abayis, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Ulazois Nigzor Aleinu Lizbal Arichas HaGolos Kifi Mispar Oisiyos. So Yidin, after being Golos, as long as the Gematria of all 27 Oisiyos together, which that will enable us to elevate all the Chav Zayin Oisiyos. V'yadua oifin ha-birur humumata lamayla. We know the way birur works, you start from the outside in. So the first 400 years of Golos was a bir of Ois Tov. And then the next 300 years of Golos was a bir of Ois Shin. V'fi erech zeh, according to this, Nizbaru kola oisiyos, and that's how all the oisiyos get elevated one by one. Vini kaeis hu aschala shnas tovkuf pegimul lebrias oilam. This person who was writing it, you see on the bottom, it says loynoy dalami. We don't know who wrote this ha'ara, because we know that the Alter Rebbe was born in the year tovkuf hay, and he passed away in tovkuf ayin gimel. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe wasn't the one to actually write this Hesber, because he's talking about in the year Tav Kuf Pei Gimel. V'ascholos habirur me'ois avov. Now we're starting the last six letters from ois vav. V'nishmul sheva shonim k'shekeneged ois hazayin. We just finished the 7 years of Golos, which is the birur of ois zayin. And now it's Ascholos Sabir Bois Avav B'Chinas Achasodim. He says, "Va'achar Shetashlum Kol Abirurim Oisiyos Ad Ois Aleph Vad Bechlal." Once we finish all the letters, including the letter Aleph, Oz Yibona Abayis, then we can be sure that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. V'yovei Mashiach Tzidkenu, and Mashiach will come. Now, what is the amount if you add up all the Oisiyas? Ki Amisper Michov Zayin Oisiyas, if you add up all the Oisiyas, Oyele Elef Shvameis V'Shivim V'Chamisha. So it comes out at 1775. That's the gematria of all 27 Oisiyas HaTorah. Utzichim Levar B'Meshach Shonim Alolu. Those are the 1775 Birurim that we need to do. V'yushlem Abirur, if you make the cheshbin of Tov Tov Chof Ches plus 7, in other words, if you have 3,000. Here, let's do it. If you have 3,828 plus you add 1775, so you're going to end up with the year Tov Reish Gimel. So the Alter Rebbe said that in the year Tov Reish Gimel, so that's the Zman, that's the Birur of Bias HaMoshiach. Now we know that after the Alter Rebbe said this, one of his great chassidim, I think it was Reb Pinchas Reizes, he was ma'oider that according to the Cheshbonis, the way it should be, it should actually be 5 years later, Tov Reish Ches. I don't remember exactly why he was ma'oider that, but it's written down that on the spot, after the Alter Rebbe gave over this message, I think it's because Be'ez Ha'elef, so they added the Hay, I think he added 5 years, and he said that this Kates can go from Tov Reish Gimel all the way to Tov Reish Ches. Now, Tov Reish Ches, so this was the Nesius already of the Rebbe de Tzemach Tzedek, because the Mittel Rebbe had already been Nistalik, and we know that there was a famous Shaila that was asked to the Mittel Rebbe, to the Tzemach Tzedek. I do want to say that it's to me fascinating that it's brought down that this Shaila was asked. There are different Mekoides. In Lekutei Sichas Chelek Vav, page 80, or 70, it's brought down that the Rebbe Marash asked the question to the Tzemach Tzedek. There are many letters I saw of the Friedrich Rebbe where the Marash told the Rebbe Rashab that his older brother, the Maharil, asked the question, and in other places it's brought down that one of the Chassidim asked the question. Now it's very possible that it's not a contradiction, that it could be this question was asked by all of these people. But either way, we are going to go with what's brought down in Lekutei Sichas, Chelek Vav, page 80, Ha'aretz 70, that the Rebbe Marash asked the Tzemach Tzedek that the Kates of the Alter Rebbe, which everybody knew about, and we have it printed here in Svarim, of Tov Reish Ches, from Tov Reish Gimel to Tov Reish Ches, it came and went. So what happened? Where's the Gula, the Alter Rebbe, the Miyasid of Chassidus Chabad, our Alter Rebbe? He said, a Kates, v'loy hoyo. So the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, answered, v'arei nitvas ha'lekutei Torah. The Lekutei Torah was printed. Now everyone understands what does the Tzemach Tzedek mean. He's not just throwing off an answer that the Lekutei Torah was printed. The answer is very much understood. Of what is inyan of Bias HaMashiach? Bias HaMashiach is Ummah La'aretz Deyas Hashem. That the world will be filled with the knowledge of the Eibishter. Like the Rambam says, that in the time of Mashiach, L'fichach Yi Yisroch Chachamim G'doylim, that we are going to be great chachamim, we are going to understand all the hidden things as much as a human is capable of understanding. So the inyan of Bias HaMashiach is limud pnimiyas haTorah, having an understanding in Alikuz, da'as alikei avichol of deblev of sholim. That is the inyan of, now, one of the biggest kalim that we have that enables us to get closer to Ummah La'aretz Deyas Hashem is obviously the printing of Chassidus. And we're talking about the founding of Chassidus. We're talking about Lekutei Torah, which we know that in the Sikh of Chayesora Tov Shinun Beis, where the Rebbe spoke the Kinnus HaShluchim of Kabbalah's Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu, one of the Eirois of that Sikh of how to bring Mashiach is to have a Koch in Lekutei Torah and Torah Ur, because these are inyanim nailim biyoyser in pnimiyas ha-toira, which connect us to the inyan of biyas ha-moshiach. So therefore, the Tzemach Tzedek said, it's not pshat that the kates came and nothing happened. Moshiach was accessed in the world in the way of the printing of the Likutei Torah. Now we can start living geula. The Rebbe Marash famously answered the famous words, Medar v'haben Moshiach in lamata mi'asora t'vochim. That's all very nice. The Likutei Torah is a wonderful thing. Pnimiyas ha-Torah is a wonderful thing. But we want Moshiach b'poil. We are not satisfied with the printing of Chassidus. We are not satisfied with all other inyonim, which if you go through, by the way, the different kitzim of G'dayli Yisrael, in many occasions you're going to see that certain inyonim were big giluyim, came out. For example, there was a big Tofrei Samach Vav Kates, and that's why we have the Hemshich Samach Vav, and that's what the Rebbe Rashab said. He started the Sudas Moshiach and Tofrei Samach Vav, in honor of the Kates of Tofrei Samach Vav, of drinking the four koises that started on Achren Shel Pesach Tofrei Samach Vav, in honor of the Kates. But the Rebbe Rashab says, we want Moshiach Bepoil. Now there was a Fabrein where the Rebbe spoke about this story and a tremendous lesson that we can take from this interaction between the Tzemach Tzedek and the Rebbe Marash that we will, Mirtz Hashem, explain in tomorrow's shiur.